Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha, goodness within. I am giggling a little bit. I got CNBC on here in the background, and their 5 o'clock headline was Return of the McRib. Everybody's all about it. Everybody's all about it.
They make millions off that damn sandwich.
We were talking about it earlier when Mark Richt was on, and Gino Toretta texted me as well. He had a McRib today, as a matter of fact. Some people, I guess, even though they come out tomorrow, some stores are serving them early. And he said it tastes exactly like he remembers it from the 80s. That's what I'm looking for.
The mushy meat with all the sauce on it.
It's all sauce, man. Yeah. All sauce.
I'm going to get one. I'm going to get my kids one. They got me, man.
Yeah, you got to have a McRib. Everybody's got to have a McRib. Why not? Yes. Are you you ever had one, Solana? You going to have a McRib?
Yeah, I had it the first time last year. I liked it. I am going to have a McRib. Not today. I don't think I'm going to go out today to get it.
But right. No, I understand. I mean, don't make a special trip. But, you know, if you're out somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't make a special trip. So we had a loaded potato for the last 3 hours. And we are this hour going to replay our interview with Precious Achiuwa, the first-round draft pick from the Miami Heat. He was excellent, man. So today, you know, is Miami Heat media day, but it's because, you know, we said it at the end of the last segment, 2020, man, it's just a different time. Media day is such a huge event, especially for the Miami Heat. And it's so different this year because it's just everybody on Zoom calls. You know, there's no real activity on media day.
The athletes love it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh my goodness! Like that. If you want to take a positive out of this crazy 2020, the athletes love the Zoom calls because then you like. Have you ever seen? We've seen with Brian Flores on Mondays. There's a lot less butt wipingness when you're on Zoom.
Yeah, you become more friendly. It's a little more, I would say, disarming, right? Because you don't feel like it's that typical scrum where it's just, you know. Question after question, you can goof around a little bit, and then everybody's watching the reporter's reaction too. It's just a whole different vibe.
Yeah, and then the media guy gets to pick and choose who he calls to ask questions. Yeah, they keep calling Omar Kelly on the Dolphins so he can ask about irrelevant positions. But we won't talk.
Wow,
about that.
Shots fired! Can't talk about something and then say we're not going to talk about that. Today's Talk About It Tuesday. I totally forgot. We got to get to that this hour as well. But anyway, the Miami Heat had their media day. And when do you remember, Solana? I know you had it in the headlines yesterday, but when's the first preseason game?
December 13th or 12th against Pelicans.
Pelicans, yeah. So just a couple weeks away, man. That's crazy. So wow. Precious Achiuwa joined us in the 2 o'clock hour. He happened to be an excellent interview. We were both very impressed with him.
Yes.
And so we're going to play that for you this hour. We should probably do Talk About It Tuesday this hour, since Talk About It Tuesday only comes around once a week. In fact, off the social media accounts, when we came on the air this afternoon at 2 o'clock from 560 at 790, I tweeted out our little graphic for Tua's Day. And I said, it's Tua's Day. But is that even still a thing? I don't know anymore. Are we celebrating Tua anymore? I don't know what happened anymore.
Maybe it's what his little finger, his pinky, his thumb, whatever's hurt. Hopefully it recovers and we can stick with Tua's day.
Up is down, down is up. I don't know what's happening anymore. But I do know that we can get some headlines here from Alejandro Solana to start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
These are your headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. I'll start with this, guys. Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald, he just tweeted something interesting out. We were talking about it in the last segment, UM's chances, slim chances, of course, of getting into the ACC championship game. Here's what Barry Jackson, again, of the Herald, just tweeted. No joke. That's how he starts off the tweet. ACC just eliminated any slim chance of UM overtaking Notre Dame for berth in ACC championship by canceling Notre Dame's December 12 game versus Wake Forest, which will instead play Louisville. Notre Dame clinches berth in ACC title game. UM can overtake Clemson if it wins next two and Clemson loses versus Virginia Tech.
All right, so everything I read you in the last segment is now old news.
Yes.
The only way UM can get into the ACC championship game is if Clemson loses at Virginia Tech and UM wins the next two games.
Fellas, Wake Forest is 3-3 right now. I don't want to bust your bubble. That wasn't going to happen anyway.
Clemson, they could be down to their fourth string quarterback. It don't matter.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Josie told us yesterday, Wake Forest, only one turnover on the year. That's a team that protects the football. They play very safe. That was a toss-up in my eyes.
I'll tell y'all.
But isn't it Notre Dame that's playing Wake Forest?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. It's Clemson has to lose.
But, fellas, I'm looking at right now because I put up the ACC standings. Like, y'all messed up by letting Notre Dame sneak in and play football. That's where the problem was, to be honest.
We'll continue on here with headlines. The Miami Heat, they released their newest Vice-themed jersey, the Vice-a-Versa jerseys, along with a Vice-a-Versa court. It's the final Vice-themed jersey that they're going to release, the Miami Heat announced today.
Yeah, that's one of the things we ask Precious about. I'm sorry, I'm on mute half the time because I can't stop sneezing.
Hey, if you want to get a Vice Versa jersey, who do you get? Bam just signed a big deal. I'm leaning towards Bam.
Tyler, Bam. I think Jimmy Butler plays with the Miami Heat for the rest of his career. I think he is a Heat lifer.
Well, maybe I look into a Buckets jersey then. Thank you.
You can't go wrong with a UD, the Captain Crowder.
Hey, I love, bro, why do y'all do this to me against UD? I love UD. I love him. He's a Gator. He's the captain. He played 40 minutes last season.
No, but nobody does this to you. You do this to yourself.
No, you bring him up. No, you bring him up.
And I brought up the captain. You both went to UF. You could have said, yeah, he's a former Gator. And instead, you go to he played 40 minutes last season. You do.
I mean, he's a legend. He's a legend.
I got to be true to myself. I couldn't buy a UD jersey right now. I can't do it.
But for posterity. That's not a bad jersey to have for the rest of your life.
No, yes. Well, big picture, yeah. And my kids are eating McRibs. Yeah, UD's a McRib. That's what UD is to the Heat, a McRib.
Let me think about that. Is Udonis Haslam analogous to a McRib?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Comfort level, we know not, what we're to expect. We
not active
him.
Very often. So it's a big deal when it's active, hence
Bingo.
You know all the countdown. Huh.
Bingo. Don't do this to me and the captain. Don't do this to me and UD. I love you, big
what
dog.
What do you mean? Don't do it. You're the one that called him the McRib of the Heat.
Because we got to be honest. That's what our fans want.
I think he's more like a quarter pounder with cheese, right? Like he's reliable.
Classic.
You can't go wrong with a quarter pounder with cheese. Like it's
you can't,
it's,
you, it, but you can because you never put him in the game because you will go wrong if you play Udonis Haslam.
I disagree.
I mean, that's a good analogy,
If UD started in the finals, they would have went to six. Get the hell out of here,
yeah,
man.
Without question.
Come on. He might have died on the court.
Oh, my God. I mean, this UD slander, I can't.
Why do y'all do this to me? Why do y'all do this to me?
You're the one that keeps doing it.
It's a good one, though, Hawk. I mean, he's been on the menu a long time. a classic performed at the highest level. There's new items on the menu now that you probably are more likely to go to, but right. you can never go wrong with the
right.
quarter pounder
with
cheese.
The quarter pounder with cheese, right? Right.
But you can go wrong if you play. What was that salad they had? The mixed salad shaker?
Oh yeah, the salad shaker.
UD's a salad shaker.
No. How dare you?
Yeah, because back when it was big, it was big. And then now they took it off the menu like Spo took him out of the rotation. He's a salad
shaker. So I think, no, because I don't think the salad shaker was ever a hit. I think more like McDonald's cookies then.
Yes.
Because back in the day, everybody wanted that box of McDonald's cookies. But now it's like, yeah, there's better cookies.
We hit it on the head. He's a McCookie.
Those are your weather. Really quickly, one more headline. The Steelers and the Ravens, they're going to play tomorrow, 3:40 p.m. Make sure to tune in tomorrow starting at 3:40 to listen to Hawk check out from the show.
Yeah,
basically.
That's what I'm tweeting that out at 3:40. Tune in right now to Hawkman and Crowder and listen to them watch a football game. And it's not even like we're going to give you analysis or anything. It literally, most of the time, just going to be me sighing, going, oh, come on.
Go.
Let's
go,
do that. Let's
go,
do that
go,
tomorrow.
Go.
Yeah. Let's do that tomorrow. Let's just all, let's have a radio watch party. Let's just watch a football game together.
I enjoy it.
Anybody down?
I'm in.
I don't have a TV in my office.
That's poses a problem for the watch party. I'm not going to lie.
You have one of those streaming services? Because every time I do it, they ask me to pay money. I don't want to pay no money.
You don't have any kind of cable in your house?
I got cable, but I can't stream it off the computer on my phone.
Can't you put a TV in your office?
I could. That's a lot of movement and, you know, just extra work, man.
This is the guy calling out Udonis Haslem for only playing 40 minutes.
Hung it up. Well, we both hung it up. It's okay.
I think you're the mixed salad shaker.
Yes, I am. Y'all really didn't like me when I was around, and now I'm gone. Yes. I am the mixed salad shaker.
That's funny.
Finally, guys, according to a new study by MIT, the toughest tongue twister that exists is pad kid pork curd pulled cod.
You got it wrong.
What? Do you have that on the show sheet anywhere? I want to read along as you say that.
I do not. Poured, curd, pulled, cod.
They've pad determined kid. That to be the toughest tongue twister?
Yeah, I mean, it's MIT. Very smart
people. Right. No, you can't go against MIT.
Right.
That tongue twisters used to be a big deal when you were a kid. I don't know if they are anymore.
Pad kid, pour, curd, pulled, cod. That's not difficult.
That is so weird that you can do that, but you can't say half the words that are just like one-syllable words in a commercial.
I'm clutch, baby. I'm clutch.
Those are your headlines, sponsored by Modelo Especial, the perfect beer for your home tailgate. Modelo Especial, a beer brewed with the fighting spirit. Here's your weather update from the Ectrogen Weather Center right now in South Florida. Partly cloudy. I'm lying. It's sunny, 61 degrees outside. The low. Well, partly cloudy always works, just not today because it's not partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop into the low 50s. Very cold outside in Miami today. That report brought to you by the Ectrogen Twice Daily Thermometer. These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Ectrogen. Those are your weather.
I love that. I have to get a shirt, man. Those are your weather. That is your new out cue. I love it. All right. Precious Achiuwa, the Miami Heat's first round draft pick, he's going to join us in the next segment. He called us early on in the show in the 2 o'clock hour. He was excellent. Before we get to him, have you outgrown your current home? You're looking to buy or sell right now. Mortgage rates are low. You know, are you looking for a new commercial property maybe for your business? I've got the solution for you. Call Dustin Feely and his team at the Dustin Feely Group. When you hire a real estate agent, You need an expert that's going to handle the staging of the property, the marketing of the property, help you line up a title company, help you find the right mortgage, so much more. The Dustin Feely Group will help you make your buying or selling experience a pleasurable one. And no one sells a home faster. And they also have the buyer satisfaction guarantee. So when you buy a home with the Dustin Feely Group, if you need to move within 24 months, they will buy it back or sell your home at no charge. That's a pretty good buyer satisfaction guarantee. And with special programs for renters, he can help you reach that dream of home ownership. So you stop throwing your money away. You start building your own equity in a house that you own. They handle properties in all counties. So it doesn't matter where you live now or where you want to move to. His team will help you find the right property for you and your family. And his team will go the extra mile to make it a reality. So call 855-520-HOME. That's 855-520-HOME. Also, reminder, don't forget to listen to the Dustin Feely Real Estate Show every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. on 790 The Ticket, and then replayed Sundays at 9 a.m. And you can find out everything you need to know to make that buying or selling experience a pleasurable one. Also, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Dustin Feely Group. All right, Heat fans, Precious Achiuwa, Heat's first-round draft pick. He's next on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hock and Crowder Show.
The only reason anyone knows Ron Washington's name is because he did cocaine.
Hock and Crowder.
Achiuwa to join us here. Heat released what the Vice jerseys are going to look like. So what is it, Solana? These are the final Vice jerseys?
The Vice Versa jerseys. They also released a court along with them. I think they look fire, guys.
It's like half and half, right? It's the blue Vice jerseys and the pink Vice jerseys, and half the jersey is blue, half is pink, right? They kind of fade into each other.
Yeah, Zach Lowe posted a little, a piece on ESPN kind of detailing how the Heat's marketing team and their design team, their art team, they wanted to put, you know, like a bow, kind of end the Vice jerseys, end the whole Vice theme. And this is the design that they came up with, kind of to, again, like just recap everything that they've put out in the past. And, you know, you remember the light blue ones, the white ones, the sunset Vice jerseys. And this is a mixture of all of the jerseys.
I have to imagine that the Miami Heat Vice jerseys are some of the best-selling specialty jerseys in the history of professional sports, right?
That's a good question. I would say some of those throwbacks.
I'm saying specialty jerseys. Like throwbacks, absolutely. Everybody loves a throwback. The Dolphins throwbacks, obviously. Yeah. Everybody loves those. Let's see what Precious thinks of the Vice Versa jerseys. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Precious Achiuwa, he is the Heat's first-round draft choice, and he is joining us now. Today is technically Heat Media Day, and normally we'd all be surrounding, you know, everyone with the Heat and pointing microphones in their faces, but it's all done virtually and by phone. Hello, Precious.
Hello, how you doing?
We're good. We're good. What'd you think of the Vice jerseys that the Heat released today?
Oh my God, this is so. I don't even know what to say. This is so good. I don't know. Those might be, you know, one of the best jerseys that I've seen, and definitely gonna be one of the best jerseys I've ever played in. It's just the color combination. It's just so good.
And, bro, I got to ask you about Pat Riley. We call him the Godfather. I don't know how much you know how you followed the Heat in the past, but, man, what was that first meeting like? What was that first meeting like when you got to sit down with the Godfather?
It was crazy. That was not the first time I spoke to him. It was the first one I spoke to right after I got drafted. He called me. We spoke on the phone briefly. But the first meeting when we sat down was actually, you know, we talked about a lot of things. He was just trying to get to know me personally, you know, face to face. It's different when you talk over Zoom and, you know, over the phone, but, you know, face to face conversation. So talk about a lot of things, and he was just trying to get a better understanding of who I am and what I'm about.
mean, that's being in the realm of basketball greatness, right? But you're going to have a lot of those moments. Also, I want to say you're going to have a lot of those moments, Precious. But then I noticed Channing said to you, bro. So I'm guessing Crowder, you won't call him Precious because you don't want to call another man Precious.
I go with P because I think Andre Iguodala, he texted you on draft night, P, and he said, I'm going to call
it
you
was,
P.
It was one of the best tweets I've ever seen. It just said, yo name is P. That was perfect. what do people call you, Precious?
That's crazy because all my friends call me P.
All right, so that I'm assuming that's what your teammates will end up calling you?
Yeah, I'm assuming that's what they're going to end up calling me.
All right, so now...
Tyler already calls me P, so a lot of the coaching staff already called me P, so I'm assuming that's what they're going to end up calling me.
Do you like having the name Precious?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I love it. I think it's unique, like you said. It's something that gets your attention. Like, he just said he doesn't want to call another man Precious. That already got his attention. It could be good, it could be bad. At the end of the day, you know, I got his attention already, and he don't even know it.
Yeah, because usually when we have guests on, he'll say, all right, Bill, blah, 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 and he just dropped a bro on you, and it jumped out at me that he was not going to call you Precious.
I noticed. That happens a lot, so I just kind of, like, let it, you know. I just let it go.
But P, you think it would have been as cool if you weren't 6'9", 240? What if you were 5'7", 102?
Hey, that's something that at least I don't have to worry about. I don't know what that feeling would be like.
Right. Crowder's so right because you think it's cool and it's a conversation starter. If my name was Precious, oh my God, would my life have been murder? I mean, my life would have been torture. And then for people that don't know, what are your brothers and sisters' names?
Oh, we're going to get into this. all right. So I'm going to start. My brother's name, we have Promise. Then we have my older brother's name is God's Gift. And then we have God's Will.
God's Will.
And then my sister's name is Grace and Peace. So, you know, it's just all like names that you don't hear anywhere. You know, it's just they all conversation started, you know. It's like somebody comes up to you like, hey, what's up? How you doing? James. And you go, hey, I'm Precious. I'm God's Gift. That's like, what? God's Gift? You Precious, you know? At first, they probably think you're trying to be funny, but they're like, you know, is that like a translation? Like, I'm like, no, it's not a translation. It's actually that, you know, it's not a translation from any other language. It's English, God's Gift. It's English Precious.
And is it a, like a religious thing, a, you know, cultural thing? Where did your parents come up with the names?
I mean, I wish I could answer that question. I need to know. I've never actually sat down and had that conversation. You know, it was just so normal growing up. You know, my brother's name is God's Gift, and we just called him Gift. You know, my name was Precious. They just called me Precious or P or whatever. You know, it was just like normal to us. Like, we never actually thought it was anything abnormal about the name, you know. So we just never really worried about asking.
It's so funny because I think of, like, you know, a school where the teacher is calling roll, and then I think of the Key and Peele skit, but it's not a skit. Like, the kid's name is really God's Gift or God's Will. Like, that's really it is definitely unique. Precious Achiuwa is with us, the Heat's first round draft pick. So I was saying, so you're in the realm of greatness with Pat Riley, but, like, have you thought about it? You're going to have these pinch me moments starting, you know, in just a few weeks where I'm assuming guys that, you know, you were playing on PlayStation where you were pretending to be them, you're going to be D'ing them up on the court or going at them at the rim. Like, this is going to be wild. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I've sat down. I thought about that. You know, that's the beauty of the game and the league that we play in because, you know, everything happens so fast. And I'm glad that not only do I have to go against guys that, guys that I play on PlayStation or I watch on TV, so not only do I have to go against them, you know, in games, I also have to learn, you know, I get an opportunity to learn from, you know, great basketball players on the same team, you know, it's going to help me prepare for, you know, those situations. So that's how I really look at it.
And P, one of Pat Riley's sayings, and you know, talking about the Heat culture now, is we're going to be the hardest working, best conditioned, most professional, unselfish, toughest, nastiest team in the league. Like, knowing that culture, hearing about that culture, is it intimidating to a rookie to know what you're stepping into?
No, I don't think it's intimidating to me. That's kind of how I played at Memphis, you know, under Coach Penny Hardaway. That was the same culture that he had on selfishness, willing to do whatever it took to win basketball game, that grit, that grind, and that competitive spirit, you know, on it, you know, on and off the court, just how to carry yourself as a basketball player and a professional. So that's kind of, I think it's going to be a lot easier translation, and you know, especially coming from Coach Penny Hardaway's program into the Miami Heat organization.
Yeah, P, and I heard Coach Hardaway, actually, he came on, you know, one of our other shows in this station, and he called you energy, P. And then Mike Wallace, who covers the Grizzlies, he's a friend of the show, and he came on, and that was the one thing he said. He was like, I didn't cover the guy, you know, game in and game out, but his energy's crazy. Like, are we going to see some just off-the-wall energy with you out on that court? Because two people that I respect now has said that about you.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to do that just so I don't let them down. I'm fine. But, but yeah, that's something that I pride myself in. You know, bringing a lot of energy to the games, just being that spark, you know, just bringing that life to the games, you know, being everywhere, you know, rebounding, just doing whatever it takes to win basketball games, really.
Precious Achiuwa is with us, and the games are going to be here before you know it. I mean, this is a quick turnaround for the Heat. You weren't part of the finals run, but this is a very quick turnaround for your teammates. What teammates have you gotten to know so far in your short time with the Heat?
I've gotten to know Tyler, obviously, you know, he's all over the internet right now. Avery, Bradley, Mo, you know, we haven't really, you know, those are the guys I've really, you know, sat down and spoken to. Besides that, right now we're just following the whole, you know, COVID procedures right now, you know, to make sure everybody's safe. But yeah, those are the guys I've really, really, you know, spoken to. I had a conversation, you know, Jimmy texted me, and that's about it.
And P, other things I heard that you're a very intelligent dude, and so I want to ask you a kind of a self-scout. Now you're at the big boy league, you're at the next level. What aspect of your game are you going to try to improve on? Like Hawk said, it's a shortened off season, but what aspect of your game do you think you need to improve on to really make a dent in this league?
I think every aspect of my game. You know, I pride myself in being very versatile, and you know, I want to be able to you know, improve every aspect of my game moving forward. You know, my jump shot, my decision making, my passing, my defense, my rebounding. You know, I think that's what's going to add value to me as a player, who I am.
Precious Achiuwa is with us, so you're raring to go, I guess, right? You're ready to get on the court.
Yeah, I can't wait to get on the court.
I mean, the media day, this is like a weird media day, because normally you'd be surrounded by media and it'd be a whole big thing, but you're just doing some phone interviews and some Zoom interviews and whatnot. But I guess this is where you really start to go, okay, we're going to get out there. And a lot of people are thinking that, you know, you might bring what Bam Adebayo has brought to this team, which would be unbelievable for us.
Yeah, of course. You know, like I said, just being around, you know, guys like that, being around guys like Jimmy, Andre, UD, just being able to learn from those guys, asking them a lot of questions, you know. I think that's the beauty of the organization. And for myself, just always, you know, asking those guys questions and learning from them. If anything comes up, it's very important to me. Like Bam, you know, someone that, you know, I've done a lot of comparisons to. And, you know, I'm looking forward to just asking them questions. If I have a point where I don't understand anything or something, and I'm struggling with something, I could just easily go to him, and I'm sure he's willing to help me out.
And P, I don't want to count another man's pockets, but you about to have a little something in yours that you haven't had, I'm going to assume. Do you have a first buy? Are you a jewelry guy, a clothes guy, a cars guy? Like what are you going to do when you see that check that has a lot more commas than I'm assuming you're used to not seeing?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm probably just going to, take it slowly, just build on things. I'm not going to go crazy right away, So that's how I'm most likely going to go.
Well, Crowder here, my radio partner here, he was drafted by the Dolphins in the third round. You want to tell him what you did with that bonus check so that he doesn't make the same mistake that you made?
Yes, please tell me.
I bought an old school car. I bought 11 alligators. I got them killed, dyed, and tanned so I can have alligator skin interior in the car. The car probably cost me close to six figures, bro, and I drove it twice a month. It was the dumbest decision in the history of time.
Okay, I learned. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah. Now, granted, he went to University of Florida, so he had a gator tie-in. So it wasn't just randomly, I want to have gator skin. There was a tie-in. But, yeah, don't get a Maybach or something, right? I mean, don't trick out something that's a piece of trash. Precious Achiuwa, the Heat's first-round draft pick. We are excited to watch you play this season. We appreciate you making time for us, and good luck. Hopefully we can talk to you again throughout the season.
Of course. Thank you.
There you go. Precious Achiuwa. He was fun, man, right?
He is. Yeah, he's going to be fun. And he's young,
He's going to be so fun. Young, and he's still, though, like you could tell. I just feel like he's gonna get what the Heat culture is all about. Just love talking to him there. All right.
Yeah.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Help! Help! Where's my fork?
Hawk and Crowder.
Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market is where y'all gotta go for all your delicious food. Christmas around the corner, Hanukkah around the corner, New Year's Eve celebrations. Go to Delaware. Honestly, even tomorrow night, to next day, Friday, Saturday, whatever you want delicious food, Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market is where you gotta go. They have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobsters. They have 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, all the crustaceans and the clams and the scallops and the oysters and the stone crab. You know I love stone crabs. Delaware has all the sizes, the freshest stone crabs. They might pinch your back when you go to break them open. Delaware has all the best food. And like I say, for the holidays, you got to go to Delaware. And right now, during holiday season, go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website, DelawareChicken.com. And there's a $5 off coupon right there on the website, saving you money, giving you delicious food, Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Go to DelawareChicken.com and find out what you want right there on the menu. And then call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Your order will be packaged and ready when you get there. If you wanted to bring it out to the car, they'll deliver it curbside. If you want to go in and shop, go on in and shop. Wear your mask. There's marks on the ground for social distancing. The amazing sales staff in there, those guys are so awesome. They've been there 15, 20 years. I stay in there a couple hours when I go, just talking and messing around with the great staff over at Delaware. But you got to get to Delaware right now for all the delicious food they have. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
All right, the 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha, goodness within. Before we played the Precious Achiuwa interview, we were talking about Udonis Haslem at the top of the hour. And we were talking about what he's equivalent to on the McDonald's menu. You said a salad shaker. That was wildly incorrect. How dare you? But there was a perfect text sent in. UD is like the McDonald's ice cream machine. It's always there, but never active.
Yes.
That is perfect. Is that Solana, is that the best text we have ever received?
That is, without a doubt, Udonis Haslam. He is the ice cream machine.
Why can they never get those ice cream machines to work?
I don't know. Maybe that little wheel that stirs it or something, man. But you're right. They have soft serve, but they don't have soft serve. I love the analogy.
And then at Burger King, my kid loves the frozen Coke at BK. Those things are never working. You go, you know, and there's no warning. So you got to sit in the drive-thru line, right? And you see, you're going to get a dollar frozen Coke. You're sitting there for like, you know, 6 minutes or whatever. You get a thing. And you go, yeah, I'll take a frozen Coke. Yeah, we don't. I'll do it like a drive-thru. Huh? You know, you know what? Okay, is it? Can I get out of this line?
Exactly how it sounds.
Right? And then, I gotta make it. Let me get a chicken fries and a frozen Coke, please.
Is there your eggs in the sink?
What? Did I say what? What did I say? Did you say, did I want eggs? Do you even have eggs on the menu?
No, I said, is there eggs in the drink, cake?
Huh? Did you say cake? You don't have cake? Why would I order cake?
No, pull around.
Pull around? What am I getting?
What? They always want you to pull around.
No, they go,
pull around.
I love this one. They go, is it? Yeah, that's it. That's all I want.
Okay, Windows 6.
Did you say Windows 6? There's no 6. Windows 6? But now you got to move because the car behind you wants to go. you got to go there. And then so like you're kind of like, you know, leaning out the window. I'm sorry, where'd you tell me to go?
Yeah, the only pull out Windows 6.
Well, I don't know where to go now. So then inevitably you end up stopping at a window that's got nobody working at it. But I sit there, you know, I'm waiting. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that he told me to stop at the first window. Yeah, but there's all you see is like, you know, boxes in the window. There's no one there. But like, I don't want to move on because I feel like if I skip the window, I might not get my food.
I was just going to say, there's always hamburger buns, big crates.
Yes, pallets. There's pallets in the window. But I'm like expecting some guy to lean around and go, yeah, it's $4 or whatever. You know,
pull out a window.
Okay, which window? But they're gone. They're done. They're on to the next order. And I was like, huh?
And you talk about the frozen drinks. I can look through that little circular glass and see it's not frozen.
Right.
That is Coke in there. That's not frozen Coke. That's dark Coke with no ice. Let me check. No. You don't need to check. I know. Right. I can see. It's not frozen.
I know what a frozen Coke looks like when it's swirling in the machine. That just looks like a washing machine tumbler.
Yes. Y'all are circulating stale Coke.
Does anybody get as nervous as I do when I'd like a quarter pounder with cheese, ketchup and onions only on that. I want to get 10 nuggets, two Cokes, medium, and 3 large fries. And then they go,
we got you down for the fling and ringer and rings.
And I get so nervous. I'm like, you got the large fries, right?
Yeah, seventh window.
Seventh window? But I just want to make sure that you got the fries. You got the fries?
You know what makes me nervous is Son of Sam is always behind me. I don't know how. I don't know how I line this up.
That's why I get nervous. Same thing at the drive-up ATM. I'm like, oh my God, I got the gang from the Warriors behind me here, and I'm like trying to pull out a deposit envelope.
Just give me whatever you got.
And when you get to the right window, they look at you like you're a mangy mutt. They're just like looking so down on you, like, how did you not go to the right window? And the guy behind you's all pissed off. It's just, ugh.
And then sometimes I'll do this. I go, oh, I am so sorry. I meant to get 3 large fries, not 2. Can you just, can you put that into the order? Oh, I mean, you'd think that you just asked him to repaint the McDonald's.
Break down then. Don't order at the window.
And then they tell you something obvious. They go, I'm going to have to charge you for it. Well, of course you are. I'm at a restaurant. I know how the transaction works. I order something, I pay for it.
Watch out for a brother, baby. Watch out.
I love when they do that at a restaurant, too.
I got these burgers.
At a restaurant, you're like, you know what? I want to get the soup and salad. You know, they go, do you want a soup or a salad with that? I want to get the soup and salad. We're going to have to charge you for that. Yeah, I know. It's a restaurant. I order food, and then I pay for it. Like, I'm pretty aware of how this works. How did I get on a Seinfeld routine at the end of the show? What happened here?
I love it, though.
McDonald's ice cream machines never work, but they never
It was a great text. Oh, my God. That's funny. Everyone's texting in. They've had the same experience. Very nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. They have the two lines now at the drive-thrus. And I don't know how it always works out right, but it always works out right that it's your money and your order. I always feel like the car is going to slip in front of me and somehow they're going to get my order.
But then they ask you 100 times what you have. Isn't that your job?
And then it's never, whatever, like you've said it a million times, and then you get the bag, and it's never there.
And I don't want to send it back, because I like spitless burgers, so I just eat whatever they give me.
Whatever they put in there, that's what I'm going home with. What's coming up at 6 o'clock? We got Hurricane Hotline on 560, Dan.
That is correct. Joe Z and DBJ, Thanksgiving dinner buddies, making it happen.
Ah, yes. Very good. And Ticket Rewind on 790 The Ticket?
Oh, yeah. You know, we've had a classic today, so I got to play back at least some of what we've done today during the Ticket Rewind.
I would start it with the first segment where Solana coughs into the microphone and then goes, what? Is this on?
I'm glad you suggested that one because I already edited it and it's already in. So.
Excellent. I can't wait to hear it. I'll be listening. The Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open. It's finally time to change up your routine and live life safely. Make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view when you can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free daily, 11:30 till 3, happy hour until 6. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs on the menu. They've got things like wings, salads, sandwiches, not to mention daily specials like barbecue ribs and pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. Got to check it out, see for yourself. Now, you can grab your buddies after work. You head over to any Cheetah Club in West Palm, Pompano Beach, Hallandale, Beach. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. $100 bottle specials at all Cheetah Clubs Sundays through Wednesdays. So that is tonight. And then, of course, the weekend rolls around or tomorrow at 3:40. You can get all the football action at any Cheetah Club. Now, if you're in Hallandale Beach, you stop by Cheetah Hallandale. They've got that ultra high-tech sports lounge. It's got all the HD TVs, projector screens, leather couch seating, and the most amazing entertainment in town. And you can get all the information on their website at cheetahsofl.com. Thank you, Precious Achua, Mark Richt, and Clay Ferrero. All the guests were excellent today. Thank you, back in the studio, Dan Day and the Sports Bomber doing their things today. Solana, he is back in studio tomorrow. You can be in studio tomorrow, Solana?
Yeah, I will be there tomorrow.
All right, he'll be in studio tomorrow. If you missed anything, check out the radio.com app. Use the rewind feature. Go back in time. Listen to whatever you may have missed. Everybody have a great and safe night, and make sure you're listening to us tomorrow. We're all going to watch the football game together. After 3:40, there will be no show. It's just us going, oh, come on. We're just going to watch the game. Don't book any guests. We're just going to watch the game tomorrow. That'll do it. Have a great and safe evening. We will speak with you mañana.
Used to call me Calvin Hughes, now they call me Batman.
Aren't you Jewish? You can't eat the McRib. Listen, my God understands the flavor of a McRib and will make certain exceptions. Happy McRib Day tomorrow, everybody, Jews included.
Billy thinks he's tough.
Brett Rippin, you think you're tough. Get out of here. Beat it, Cat.
There you go.
Those are your weather.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need. You need.
Oh no!
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.